Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. It's summer. Our children are out of school. And what can they do this summer that's new and exciting and something that will enrich their lives? Well, this year, Clatsop Community College is offering a kids' college. It's a camp. There are three camps. There's a math camp, Multiply Your Summer Fun, a summer science camp, hands-on, and a fair, and a writing journey into storytelling with wordplay. Three different camps being offered. They're morning camps from 10 to 12 and at the college. And today in the studio to talk about these wonderful camps for children 8 to 12, I have Kristen Wilkin. She's the Dean of Workforce Education and Training. She also oversees the Community Education Program. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Donna. Thanks for having us.
Very nice to have you in the studio today, too. And I also have Pat Keefe. He is a physics instructor, and he'll be teaching the Clatsop Community College Kids Camp Science Fair. Hi, Pat.
Hi, it's great to be here.
I'm glad to have you here, too. And we also have Jan Bono. She will be teaching the writing and wordplay Journey to Storytelling Camp. Hi, Jan.
Good morning, Donna. Nice to see you.
Before we talk about this great opportunity for young people in our area from 8 to 12, and there are only 20 slots in each camp, so I'm going to encourage all of you listening to this program that if you know someone who would benefit from this and would enjoy this program, the sooner that you can call the college and register, the better, because it will fill up very quickly. So before we talk about the camp itself, let's talk a little bit about each of you. And Kristen Wilkin, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm the Dean of Workforce Education Training at Clatsop Community College. I am a native Warrentonian. I've been here 40 years, born and raised, went to Warrenton High School, go Warriors, and very proud to also be half Norwegian. My grandparents came from Norway and settled here, and very lucky to be a part of this community.
And what do you do, in your position as the Workforce Education and Training Dean and working with the community education program? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Oh, it's varied depending on the day, but I run the Marine Environmental Research and Training Station, or MERTS campus, which is down at Tongue Point. I'm also in charge of our South County campus in Seaside. And then, like you said, community education, workforce development. Paula Duncan is our coordinator of those programs and does an incredible job. And I work with her to help develop customized trainings and specialized trainings for our youth, like we're doing with the Kids College, and for other community groups around the region. And I also run a few customized grant-funded programs on the main campus with a lot of great staff that we have there.
Well, community education is such a vital role in having that interaction between the college and the community, and you do that very well. That's a great way to support the college, is to take a class, and I've taken many of those myself.
Thank you.
And Jan Bono, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I landed on the Long Beach Peninsula 35 years ago, and after teaching for 30 years in all grade levels, I became a full-time writer, and I have written a column. I've written 11 plays that have been produced. I like to write poetry and stories, and I guess humorous personal experience is really my forte. I have several books out with those included in it.
All right, and what we'll talk more about what you're going to be doing at the camp when we come back to kind of each camp. We'll focus on each of the three camps. And Pat Keefe, tell us, please, a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I've been here for 21 years now. I came from Portland, where I worked at OMSI and was a graduate student at PSU and taught at Clark College, not all at the same time, fortunately. But for 21 years, I've been teaching physics here and having a good time. We're gearing up for our ROV competition in Orlando, Florida.
And ROV competition, let's explain that.
Remotely operated vehicle, which our team builds an underwater vehicle. And we compete with teams from all over the world in a competition in Orlando, Florida.
So the Clatsop Community College Physics Department, the students, you built an underwater vehicle here?
Yeah, I work with writing students and engineering students. Anyone at the college is welcome to participate. So we have a group of three students who will be going to Orlando, but there's been 16 students who have had a part in this.
That's really exciting. So what's a typical day for you, Pat, teaching? I mean, physics can be daunting for some people. Tell me, what's your description of physics? What is it? Why does it matter in the world?
Oh, well, I come in the morning and make a nice cup of tea and enjoy myself.
Is that physics?
In physics, yes.
Okay.
I have this wonderful opportunity at the college that I have a first-rate physics lab where I don't have to lecture. I think physics is so simple that you just can do it. You don't have to listen to someone tell you about it, unlike economics or anatomy and physiology. You get to actually do it. And so students come in, and we have a good time, and we set up experiments, and the students tell me what's going on. So I drink my tea, and I ask questions, and the students collect data and analyze it, and they tell me how things work. We just finished an energy policy in one of my classes, and I think the students really have a good understanding of some of the needs that we have in terms of energy to maintain our lifestyle. So I think physics is really important in just enjoying your everyday and learning about what's going on, but also helping us improve our lives and enjoy the internet and fancy toys and all kinds of fun things.
It's not just, physics isn't just in a musty room in a college somewhere. It really, you're right, physics, everyday life.
It's a lot of fun.
The other thing that you just said, Pat, I think is important, and that is that you're a facilitator, you're a teacher, but you're not trying to stuff information into your students. You're allowing them to explore and discover on their own. And a friend of mine who was an instructor at Cranbrook said that the teaching style there was to provide all the materials and to be there to ask to answer questions and let the students, especially in physics, really explore and discover things on their own.
That's absolutely, except I don't answer questions. I ask the questions.
Uh-oh. And,
but if you provide everything, then the students can do it. And, oh, well, let's, why believe this guy? Let's see if that's really true. I have so many cool toys. Everything you could want. It's a real mess, but it's wonderful, especially with the ROV people. You wouldn't believe the mess they make. There are motors galore. There are pipes all over the place. They don't clean up after themselves because they're really busy. There's a student working on an Arduino board. These are these little computer boards that you can program. So students are programming these and using that to control motors, arms, pumps. It's a little bit crazy. I don't think I understand it, but I don't need to. It's their job, and it's their project.
Oh, I love your attitude. I might have to sign up for your physics class just for the heck of it. I don't know if I want to take any tests, though, Pat. I might just have to take it for no credit.
We have lots of flavors of physics, so okay. We have physics for the non-science major.
Oh, good.
So you don't have to be with those nerdy engineers and computer scientists.
All right. You can sign up for audit. It's okay.
Oh, good. I think I might do that. All right. Well, let's talk about this idea of this first ever kids college at the Classic Beauty College campus. How did that come to be, Kristen?
Well, we had a brainstorming session with a lot of different faculty and staff on the main campus to decide how we could get more people up to the campus over the summer. And one idea that came from Mindy Stokes, who's one of our adjunct faculty, works in our Lives in Transition program, was that we should really have a kids' college, have more activities for young people on our campus over the summer. We do a lot with student groups during the course of the year, but not so much in the summer. So she brought this to our attention, and we asked her to just run with it. And she came up with the idea of the three camps and having 8 to 12-year-olds come up to campus and really enjoy their time with Pat and Jan and with our other instructors. We have a group of instructors doing the math camp. And it's been wonderful to see the energy that's come about. But it's not just about the kids' college that she developed. She helped develop a brew camp that we have running this summer, a lot of other exciting women's studies activities that she has going on. And with community ed, the sky's the limit of what we could do to help our community grow in whatever their interests are. So if you're out there and you're interested in giving us some ideas, I highly encourage it.
And how do people find out more about what's going on and get more details? Do they just go to the website of Clatsop Community College?
You can go to www.clatsopcc.edu, and we actually have a runner on the main page. And from that runner, you click on button 5, and it'll take you right to Kids College. We have all of our registration forms right there online and information about each camp and the cost of each camp. And from there, you can print off your registration form and take it to the main campus or to the South County campus, or if you'd like to register over the phone, you can do so by calling Mary Freiling, and she's our wonderful program assistant down at South County, and she's at 338-2402. Or if you just want more information about community education, kids' college, and what we're offering this summer, you can contact Paula Duncan, and she's at 338-2408.
And I'm going to leave all this information at the station. If you're driving, if you're not in a place where you can write this down, I'll leave this here so you can, after the program, you can call KMUN, Coast Community Radio, and get this information. Let's talk about the dates of the camps. We have every Monday from July 9th through July 30th, there is a math camp. Multiplier Summer Fun. The cost on this is incredibly reasonable, only $60. I mean, $60 for the math camp, $75 for the summer science fair, and $60 for the writing journey to storytelling. That's amazingly reasonable. And so the math camp will be every Monday in July.
Correct.
Starting on the 9th. And that will be just on the campus, and it will be learning to make math fun, it sounds like.
Right. They're doing a lot of great activities. We have two different instructors coming in to team teach, and they're just going to be running students through a kind of like a journey through math and how math can be fun. They're going to do estimations. They're going to look at decimals, percents. They're going to really look at math that students would use every day. 8 to 12-year-olds would use every day that they might not think is math, but it really is. So they're going to show how math is used at home, in the store, in our local community, how you use it every day.
So make it relevant and make it fun, mm-hmm. and it's not a traditional math class like they would be taking in school.
No, I don't think, even with our math class for this summer, I do not think those students will be sitting for 1 minute. I think they'll be up around doing a lot of projects and having a lot of fun.
And that's why it's a camp. A camp means
exactly.
fun. Okay, so there's the math camp, and that's on Mondays. And then on Tuesdays from July 10th through July 31st, every Tuesday from 10 to 12, there is the Summer Science Fair. And Pat, that's your area of expertise, right?
Yes, it is. So these are classes are sort of what I had when I was at OMSI. The idea is it's just free. I'll put out all kinds of things and let people move about as they wish to just experiment with. There's no set curriculum. There's no set projects. You go around and explore. The big highlight is rocket science. That's the most popular one. And we'll have bottle rockets with all kinds of things to experiment, different size bottles, different materials. How much water should you fill that bottle with before you launch it? We'll also be doing a robot. We'll have a wall-hugging mouse for students to build, and this is a little mouse that they'll put together with a couple of motors and some sensors, and they'll have a little mouse to take home that will run around their house. And then we'll have batteries and bulbs as well as lights, so lots of things to experiment with. It's chaos. I'm very grateful that the Upward Bound students, or at least a couple of them, will be helping me out with this.
Pat, that sounds like so much fun, too. I mean, how do you make physics and science sound fun to someone who's not really, maybe, you know, that's not their area of interest typically, but you certainly do make it sound like fun.
I think it's the advantage of the college of having so much materials and having the financial resources to just let people go. And if something gets broken, no big deal. I'll just buy two better ones.
And I think this idea of, okay, what are you doing for the summer? Oh, I'm going to do this kind of science fair thing at the college. And, yeah, we're doing, you know, bottle rockets. Like, that's something you typically think of as, you know, outside in a field, a group of young men just kind of, let's see what we can do. And they're damaging, you know, Myrtle's window or something over there. But now they actually get to do it with some adult supervision. Well, I don't know. Adult supervision and Pat Keefe, I'm not sure.
I'm not, some people are cringing right now. Yes, it'll be a lot of fun. I think one of my favorite memories with rockets is Julie Brown's daughter shooting off rockets and having to push her brother out of the way because he was hogging it. It's not just boys and rockets, but girls as well.
That's right, girls and boys for science fair. All right, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns, and today we're talking about Clatsop Community College's new Kids College. There are three camps happening in July on the Clatsop Community College campus. There's a math camp on Mondays, These camps all take place from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. There's a summer science camp. There's a writing, wordplay, journey into storytelling camp. And we're learning more about that today from my guests. And my guests are Kristen Wilkin. She's the Dean of Workforce Education and Training. She also oversees community education programs for Classic Community College. We also have Pat Keefe. He's a physics instructor. And he'll be teaching the Kids Camp Science Fair. And then Jan Bono, and we'll be hearing from her in just a moment about the writing journey into storytelling camp. I also have in the studio Casper. Oh, yeah, Casper is my godson. Casper, doesn't this sound fun?
Mm-hmm.
The rockets and the science and everything. And now let's hear about Jan. Let's hear about wordplay, because the words, I love words. Let's talk about what you're going to be doing on Thursdays from July 12th until August 2nd. Writing journey into storytelling. What's that going to be?
Well, after so much excitement in math and science, maybe we want to take it down just a half a notch. But, you know, writing can still be one of the most exciting, adventurous, imaginative forms of expression that we can possibly do. You know, the creativity that kids have inside their brain, where they see whole movies played out, where, you know, I've written 11 plays in the last two or three years, and each one of those I saw unraveling in my head. Well, how do you write the dialogue for the characters to tell the story? How do you have the stories come alive with two people just standing there talking to each other and have the audience laugh? How do you look at a picture in a magazine and decide that these people, if they met on the street, what might their conflict be? How would they resolve it? You know, would one of them be a bully? Would one of them be the hero? You know, how do they play out? Just letting your imagination go wild. The creativity just absolutely flows onto the paper.
And what will you be doing then? So when you say wordplay, what are some of the projects that you'll be having the your students at the camp do this summer?
Well, I taught in the Washington State system, and they did something called the WASLs, which is the Washington Education Assessment Learning, Student Learning. I forget all what it stands for. I've been retired for six whole years. And in those things, we found ways for kids to do hands-on creative play. So I use things called graphic organizers. We used to call them clusters or mind maps or brainstorming, where we take a central idea and then it explodes on the paper. The paper should look like a firework that took off with all the interacted subtopics and the details that filled them out. And so we'll write about special places that they have. This could be, you know, they took a trip to Washington, D.C., or they climbed up in their treehouse. It's a place that's special to them, and they can illustrate the poem that they'll write to go with it. The letters of their name can springboard into a complete story or a poem about themselves that express who they are as an individual. We can write about their pets, either their real pets or their imaginary pets, maybe the elephant that's living in the closet kind of thing.
And I do think everyone has a story inside them, many, many stories. We're all storytellers. And so you're going to help them learn that words can be fun.
Absolutely.
And they'll have the opportunity to write about their family, their pets, or something that they want to write about, anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and one of the things, I guess, that I'd like for us to address also is how what we're seeing in research today about how children learn. And it appears that when the bodies are in motion, when our bodies are in motion, we actually retain and learn more. And also when you're having fun and you're laughing, you are able to learn more easily and retain things. Now, do you all want to address any of that? Because that's what it sounds like these camps are going to be about.
I think that's wonderful. Just being excited about life and being exciting to learn new things. And I think it helps when you're in a positive atmosphere. You can be creative when you're relaxed and come up with all new kinds of ideas.
So for parents listening to this, or if you're an aunt or an uncle, or you know a young person who would benefit from this, this is not a typical class that they would have at school. This is a fun camp at the college. So they get to be on, you know, the big boy, big girl campus, the college campus.
Right. And they're going to be moving around. They're going to be at different parts of campus, like Pat talked about, working on special projects, being able to really focus in and have fun with one another, have fun with their instructors. Jan's just going to have them going every single solitary minute when they're there. So I know that every student that participates in this is just going to come home, be able to tell their parents, tell their family of the excitement that they've done, and they've been on the college campus. And it wasn't a traditional class.
And the other thing I think, yes, Jan.
The activities that I'm going to do, the goal is for each of the four sessions to be able to take something home that they have created. Maybe something you can put on your refrigerator or something you can act out with the siblings or with the parents participating so that the whole experience isn't just sit with paper and pencil. Oh, heaven forbid. It's scissors and it's glue sticks and it's construction paper and it may even be acting out some of the skits that we write.
That's great, Jan, bringing that theatrical component into the writing and storytelling. And I remember when I was a child having a teacher who said, here's a magazine, pick out a character in this magazine and then write a story about her. Mm-hmm. And that's great because then you can just use your imagination about this. And so for kids who say, oh, I don't know what to write about, you're going to give them lots of fun ideas.
We'll do a lot of brainstorming sessions so that it's ages 8 to 12. And I'm hoping to get a nice mix there where they can join up into little collaborative groups and kind of brainstorm, you know, the first letter of your name. You know, yours is a D, Donna. It would be, you know, delightful and likes donuts and, you
dinosaurs.
Know, the things that go with that. Dinosaurs. Absolutely. and other children will come up with other ideas for that one individual.
Right. I guess the other thing I'd like us to address is the fact that today's children, young people, are pretty addicted. Like I have my smartphone, and we're pretty addicted to technology. And so during the summer, we don't want our young people to be just, you know, buried in technology. We want them to interact with other people. This is a chance where there are only 20 students in each of these camps, 20 participants. So they'll get to actually interact in something that's going to enrich them personally, but also maybe meet some people they don't know and make eye contact and actually speak to each other. And that's one thing that I've been concerned about that. How do you all feel about that?
Well, it's not always about the video game. It's not always about having your Kindle and your Kindle Fire and being in front of the television. It's really about communication skills, getting out there, having fun, being the traditional kid that you can be. I mean, I think that's true for anyone. Everyone needs to turn off the phone and turn off the electronics and just, you know, go back to listening to the radio.
And on the other hand, I think I'm not sure that kids today actually know that sending text messages back and forth is a stream of dialogue.
That's true.
And to be able to put that down on paper and then maybe act it out would be another form of linking the technology to the actual interpersonal communications.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that. Do you text, Pat?
I was caught sending a text as I walked in today.
I told him he was on Twitter. I'm like, are you Twittering? You're at KMUN already?
Uh-oh. That's okay. And I think we need to address again, only 20 spots in each of these three camps. They will be filled up very quickly. If you are interested in this for an 8 to 12-year-old, you know, even if you have a young person visiting in July over the summer, the best way for them to register to find out more, let's give that information again, please.
So you can go to our website, www.clatsopcc.edu, and click on our streaming main page of information. You'll click on button 5 and go right to the Kids College website, where you can download information about our course offerings and about how to register. There's a registration form that you'd want to fill out for your student, and then you can take that information to the main campus or to the South County campus. If you want more information about the camps, you can call Paula Duncan at 503-338-2408. Or for registration over the phone, you can call Mary Freiling at our South County campus, and she's at 503-338-2402.
Excellent. We have just a few minutes left, and I'd like you to talk about, over the 20 years you've been teaching physics at the college, what are the students? Are the students different today than they were 20 years ago?
No, in fact, they're the same ones.
They never graduate from your class. They just keep coming back.
No, this is the history of my classes are pretty interesting. I used to run these classes with the Upward Bound Department, and we would teach them through the Parks and Rec. And there was an 8-year-old who took a class from me on lights, and he stuck out in my mind because he was really curious about some things about lasers and how they interact. And so I took him aside and I showed him some really neat things that you observe with light. He came back and took my class as an adult. Was in the physics with calculus, and he's now at PSU working on a physics degree.
That's very exciting. So a teacher can make such a huge difference.
Here this little 8-year-old was, and then he comes back 8 years later, and or probably was more than that. I hate to think how long I've been here.
and takes your class.
Yeah, and takes the class.
So, and makes that choice. Teachers can make a huge, well, they do. They make a huge difference in a person's life, a child's life. And again, I think what I'm hearing from all of you is about passion, that making this exciting. So it's not learning. It's not like, oh, I have to go to school. It's I get to go and learn all this fun, cool stuff and discover things. And that's what I hear from all of you. Passion.
Yes, that's very true.
And engaging them, not just. And I feel like I hope that this is changing overall, that people are beginning to realize that we do need to make it fun to learn, because learning is fun.
And if they do something in the science class and they want to be able to communicate that to their friends, they can come write about it in my class.
Oh, there you go. Now, see, a person could take two camps.
Right. Two
or three. They could take all three of them, actually. So you could have one child taking all three camps. So they could then write about what they're learning in their other classes in their other camps.
I'd be happy to integrate that.
All right. Well, that sounds good. The whole thing sounds like it's about integration, because you, Kristen, want the college to interact with young people and the community.
Right.
That's a very important thing. It's not just this building up on the hill where, you know, you're only going there if you're a college student. And that's why the community education programs are also so valuable, because you have people of all ages coming to the college.
Exactly. I mean, we have students all the time that are coming in from our local community, from outside of our local community to take classes, and they range in age from 8 years all the way up to 90 years plus.
And for this kids college camp, the only requirement is that you are 8 to 12.
That's correct. And I started taking college classes at Clatsop at 12 and have never left.
It sounds like it's a good fit for you. All right, we just have a couple of minutes left. Any last thing you'd like people to know, Jan, anything you'd like to say?
I just want to instill in children the excitement of being able to have someone else read your words and get the same meaning out of it that you put into it.
That's very self-affirming, and it's a very powerful and important thing.
And, you know, communication is the most important skill that anyone will learn all the way growing up through their career, their interpersonal relationships, every place they go. It's how can you communicate?
That's correct. Thank you so much, Jan. Pat?
Oh, I'd like to thank you for this show. It's a lot of fun, and it's always a pleasure to be here and listen to your show.
Well, I have a feeling that you are a lot of fun, Pat, and that you make physics fun. So, again, there's that excitement that you generate. So thank you so much for doing that.
Wonderful.
And Kristen, anything you'd like to say to the listening audience, the last little thing here?
I'd just like to say that we have incredible faculty at Clatsop Community College. So if you are interested in coming up and taking a class, please do. We would love to have you on any of our campuses.
And you have a wonderful variety of classes that would appeal to anyone and everyone. So I encourage all of you listening, take a class at Clatsop Community College. Check out their summer offerings. Check out the new Kids College happening in July of this year. And thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Very exciting. I have a feeling it's going to be hugely successful, and you'll have to do it every summer now. All right. Thank you so much, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and our local talented banjo instructor, Michael Brunn, for the original theme music he wrote for this program. I want to thank Casper Oya for being here today, freshly back from Disneyland, and all of you who listen to this program, thank you so much. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, and focus on those good things. Focus on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.